There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Rob.
Trevor.
But Trevor usually does the intro. That's the thing. That's the thing. Jamie's on with me.
Hello.
And guess who else I have in studio?
A chainsaw?
Judd.
Not Judd. Not Fabio. Definitely not Fabio. It's Steve, my partner from 2 Cents Radio.
Yay!
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Rob.
How are ya?
I'm great.
And Jamie. Jamie's here from, what show do you have?
Girls Night in Radio?
There we go.
I'm probably going to be in trouble because I didn't make it to the recording of my show last night, but somehow I made it to the recording of your show.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, busted.
That's not good.
And unfortunately, one of my co-hosts listens to the show, so I am going to be so caught.
Oh, well. You know what?
In my defense, like, it's 9 o'clock my time, and
true,
they recorded at 6.
See, and it's 11 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's probably asking, where's Trevor? He's dead, actually. We're sorry that we lost Trevor.
Wow. You made it. That was a terrible way of saying that. Trevor's dead. He didn't even sound sad.
He's not dead. Let the record show.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
He's fully alive.
He's away for Christmas vacation.
In Hawaii?
I think he might be in California.
Oh.
He might be.
Handy.
Yeah. You could, maybe
it's
he could.
It's a great time to be in California, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because we got record rainfall.
You said it was raining buckets there today.
Yes, it was. It rained like 12 inches in one day, and we normally get 12 inches in a season.
Wow. That's insane.
Yes, I may be exaggerating a little bit.
Well, we're on Google Voice tonight.
Whoa.
Whew, and I just sneezed.
Jeez.
Because apparently, as a website said on the internet today, Skype went tits up this afternoon. Tits. Yeah, I think they're trying to promote our show, Steve. Or Jamie.
Hmm?
They're trying to promote our show. Tits. It went tits up.
Yeah, which would be a show if we could ever agree on a song. That's it. We're like... We're like a band who has like a really great song that would be sure to be a hit who can't decide on a band name, so they never come out.
It is true. We cannot decide. Maybe Steve can help us pick a song.
I don't even care what the song is. You just told me I had to do it, so I picked the first one I found.
Yeah, and I hated it. You didn't even listen to it. I don't even think you listened to it. You just said, oh, here's
a
song.
I listened to it one time.
It was
terrible. I said, hey, this said something cool. Here you go. Take it.
It sounded terrible. So Steve's been drinking tonight.
My God, you make it sound like I'm drunk.
Well, we started with wine, which I hated.
I thought it was decent.
And now you're drinking Dr. Pepper and...
some Jim Beam. What every real American drinks.
And Jamie's, like, tuned out of the show. I'm watching her on video.
This sucks. This is, like... not gonna work for me.
So she puts her hand over the camera.
I get very easily distracted.
What is the word I'm looking for? The announcement you had when you noticed video was gonna be on. You're like, no. Oh my God, this isn't gonna work because
I don't have pants on.
And when you say you don't have pants on, we're going to get to reality TV here just shortly, folks, by the way. Probably not.
No. Nothing happened this week.
When you say you have no pants on, what does that mean? Like, give our listeners... I have a visual. I have video. Our listeners don't.
What could it possibly mean other than I am not wearing garments upon my legs?
Do you have underoos on? Do you have a thong on? What do you?
I do not have a thong on. I do have underwear on.
Do you have some granny panties?
Well, are those the only two options?
I don't
granny
know.
Granny panty or thong?
I don't know.
What else is there?
I have a nice... Why are we discussing my underwear?
Why not?
Why not? I was about to answer the question and it was like, wait a second.
You were putting some serious thought into that question.
Would you rather we talk about my underwear, I guess? I don't know.
No, we're not talking about your
underwear. Wait, you know what? This isn't really that sexist because if you think about it, it's the girl equivalent of the boxers or briefs question, right?
Yeah, basically. But guys don't have underwear that rides up their ass crack.
Some do.
Some do. Yes. I've actually seen a really cool elephant trunk.
Isn't that a penis?
Yeah, but there's like a pair of men's underwear that are like briefs where it's an elephant trunk, which is a nice hidey hole.
Oh.
And, you know, if a man happens to get excited, the trumpet. Or the trunk trumpet.
Does it make the sound effects, too?
No, but that would be really cool.
I would be impressed.
I would, too. I would want that.
Can you imagine you're, like, wearing them and, like, you see a girl walk by, it's like...
He wants a peanut. isn't it funny that elephants, maybe the biggest animal on the planet, likes to eat the smallest little peanut?
And they're scared of mice.
That
was proven on Mythbusters.
That was proven on Mythbusters.
Did they also prove that they remember everything?
Yes.
No.
How do you prove that?
Steve don't remember.
You put them through like a giant rat trap or rat maze.
Yes, you make a giant rat trap for an elephant. The arm comes
see
swinging.
If they remember their way around.
So I think that tonight, since Trevor's gone, we can't really get into too much Survivor.
That sounds like a great plan to us, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree.
We're gonna play the interviews of my interview with Fabio and Sash. Sash? What is it?
Did you say Snatch?
Matthew?
Is that what you said?
Matthew, you mean?
Matthew is his name?
Way off.
I only figured that out because I was like, who is this person on Twitter that people are talking to named Matthew? I don't remember Matthew. And then I was like, oh.
Oh, so yeah, his real name is Matthew?
Yes.
Why does he go by Sash?
Because when somebody in his family was little, they couldn't say Matthew, so they said Sashu, and then it just became Sash.
Wow.
And you know what? I can't make fun of that too much, because my brother, his name is Michael, and he goes by Toe. Because when I was little, I couldn't say Michael, and I said my toe, which eventually became Toe.
Cool. That's cute. Yeah.
Toe's better than Sash, though.
Yeah, way better.
Sash just sounds a little bit like Shannon was right.
Let's talk about that. Steve has a confused look on his face. Just go to watching your porn, whatever you're doing.
I'm just going to keep downloading porn.
That's right, Steve. That may have been the last episode I watched of this season, so I threw out my only fact I knew.
Yeah, and that was episode 2.
Gee dang it.
So did you didn't watch the reunion, did you?
No, I think it may be on my...
You have to get to it, because there's such an awkward moment between... Because Jeff brings up the point. He's like, okay, Shannon, now's your time to redeem yourself. What did you really mean? And he started saying, well, if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it probably is a duck. And Jeff is like, whoa, stop, wait. And Shannon's like, well, no, I met his girlfriend, and it's all good. And Jeff's like, I thought I was going to give yourself a chance to redeem yourself. You're standing by what you said. We're moving on. And Shannon started going, no. And Jeff's like, no, stop.
You don't mess with Jeff.
No, dude. You don't fucking mess
Once
with
Jeff. Once you're
on
your bad side, he's just going to make you look like an idiot.
Yeah, and he really did make Shannon look like an idiot. So,
Shannon was an idiot because in all the interviews he kept sticking by it.
Yeah.
And he kept calling him like, oh, the Bachelor. I didn't know I was watching The Bachelor. Like, that was like, okay, you picked the stupidest statement you could have possibly come up with, and then repeated it in every interview.
Yep.
That guy was a tool.
He was a tool. So what did you think, how far did you get in the show? Because you haven't watched the whole show, you said, right?
Let me see. I saw when Holly was kicked out.
Which I was shocked by.
Me too.
See, and I wasn't shocked because I didn't care.
Wow. I'm so glad that I recruited the two best co-hosts to have on the show tonight.
Hey, normally I am good for an RFF radio because I do watch it. This season sucked balls.
Yeah, it kind of did.
I didn't like anybody, and I could have cared less if a big giant shark ate them all. That would have made it exciting.
Wow.
I hated them all. I was like, you all need to be put on an island and turn the cameras off and leave you there.
I hated Fabio at the beginning, but he really grew on me.
And okay, I'm going to pull a Cartman on you, and he's just a big hippie.
He is a big hippie.
No, and I don't like hippies.
No. Hippies are bad.
Yes.
Weed drill.
Weed drill. Yeah, you know what? And I realized that after listening to all of his interviews.
Yeah, he started talking in one interview about, like, overthrowing the government, and it's all going to be one world government.
Right.
I was like, you're part of the Illuminati.
Because we've evolved from the third stage in evolution of war and conflict.
Hit.
And we're moving into the fourth stage, which is world peace and one world government.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the guy that stood out there and was like, dude, man.
Oh, and he kept talking about, like, being from L.A., like, makes me want to hurl on somebody's shoes. Okay, when he starts talking about, like, how he's doing things that Fabio would have done, like, talking in the third person, like, Fabio was a character that he created.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that is so fucking annoying.
I think he might be just a crazy genius.
No, I don't think he's a genius. I think he's a hippie actor boy.
It could be. I mean, he even came off kind of on my interview, the little bit that I got to talk to both of them. I didn't get to talk to Chase. Chase was traveling at the time that I was supposed to do interviews.
What was with that? How so many people got away with not giving interviews, and that was pretty much bullshit, too.
Yeah, it was.
Because Kelly B, she just didn't show up for them.
No, she didn't.
And Jimmy Johnson didn't do them.
Jimmy Johnson did do some.
But not like everybody else.
No. No.
He wasn't accessible.
No, he wasn't, because Jimmy Johnson, the day that I'm supposed to interview Jimmy Johnson, they changed around.
Never showed up.
No. He showed up, but they changed around the conference number and the passcode to get into the conference number. And that was the only time all season that they changed that stuff. After Jimmy Johnson, it went back to regular phone number and passcode.
Yeah, because I kept saying, are you going to talk to him? Are you going to talk to him? And you're like, I'm sitting here and nobody's there. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's bull.
Yeah. So that's what happened there. They didn't send out the email till that morning. Well, I had gone to work.
Yeah, see, I was fine with Jimmy Johnson being on the show. I thought that was interesting. Everybody else I pretty much hated.
Yeah.
And that Nayanka girl, like, she is, like, one of the thickest people I've ever met. And, like, well, I didn't meet her. But you know what I mean? Like, thickest person I've ever seen who, like, she drives me crazy. Not even because of what she did or said, but because she won't own it.
Right. Right.
I'm like, if you're going to push somebody down who only has one leg, just be like, stand up and be like, yeah, firewood.
But the thing is, Kelly B signed up for that. I mean, I wouldn't have treated her any different just because she has one leg.
No, but I don't think I would have been making remarks on national television like the way she was. She had like a vendetta against somebody with like one leg.
She really
it
did.
Was weird. She, like perhaps it was a fetish.
She might have had a fetish, yeah.
Like she was a closeted one-legged fetisher.
Do you have a closeted one-legged fetish person, Steve?
Who doesn't?
Steve's like, I'm going to make a human centipede out of one-legged girls in my basement.
She listens to the show.
Absolutely, she listens to the show. She's a fan of you.
Yay.
I listen to the show, and then I go, I text Rob and give him shit about the show.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking...
doing some trash talking, huh?
No, I'm just like, hey, what do you mean? And no, I tend to speak my mind about things. He just never... I send voicemails. He doesn't play them.
I don't play any voicemails anymore. Well, we're talking about 2 Cents Radio, by the way.
Yes.
2CentsRadio.com.
And Jamie, do you realize we actually hate each other? We are enemies.
We are.
Yeah.
Bitter. Sworn.
So,
oh, that's right. I forgot you two had like a feud.
Yeah. And it all started because you stole a lollipop from me.
I stole a lollipop?
Yes.
I'm nefarious like that.
Her choice of words is just what makes her so funny.
I'm looking to see, because I sent, the last message I sent had something to do.
Yes, we need to talk about this, because I was accused, wrongly, of asking Steve to come on RFF Radio and not Jamie.
No, you asked him. I will find it.
I don't know, remember, she says that on our last episode, Steve, that I asked you to be on RFF Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I do not recall that.
I don't either.
Just because you guys have Swiss cheese memories doesn't mean I'm not right, because I called you on it. Oh, look, here's a text message for Rob. When you guys were talking about lame mascots, I said, feedback for 2 cents. My high school mascot was the Saints. The fucking Saints. What are we going to do? Outholy you. Did you ever talk about that? Nope.
Hold on, just a sec.
That had to be a while.
That was
ago.
A long time ago. But
this was October 5th.
Okay, but hold on, just a second to that joke that you made.
No, because it went with the topic, and then I sent you one about Survivor. I'm going through our text message. It says it looks like they blur Kelly's leg at times. Think the censors don't realize that strap on does not refer to a leg.
See, but I get these text messages, and then I forget about them when I get in the studio.
And then I sent you one, again, about 2 cents, saying Elizabeth Shue is not in Back to the Future. And Star Wars kicks Back to the Future's ass score-wise. Also Indiana Jones and Jaws. Yes, and you're like, what are you talking about?
Jaws wasn't that good.
It scares the poop out of you.
It's scary, but it's not as good as Back to the Future.
No, it's better.
I think it has a greater effect on you.
Yeah, any song that makes you want to poop your pants while you're in a swimming pool is better.
Yes. Anytime something causes you to lose your bowel movements,
yes,
it's gold.
In a pool.
It's gold.
I want to know when, on the last episode, though, I asked Steve to be on RFF Radio.
You didn't.
I will find it. Hold on.
No, I don't dispute the fact that you texted me. That's not what's in.
No,
that's not
I'm,
what's in
I'm,
dispute.
No, I'm looking. I'm trying to pull up the freaking podcast. Hold on.
Yes, I have it saved here on my desktop. If you can bring, if
Cents Radio, 5 minutes left. I didn't listen to the last.
Should I put butter on it and? Psychiatrist.
Okay, hold on. Let me get some headphones and I will find it. And then I will play it for you and then you can eat. Oh, here, I have to get up so I don't have pants on, remember?
I didn't even have your video up at the moment. I had my show up. I have the show up queued up. I think she left.
Oh, so we have to talk?
Yeah, we have to talk now.
Survivor, 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 Survivor.
Oh my God, oh my God.
All Survivor.
By the way.
Big Brother.
We're going to be doing the reality TV award nominations next Wednesday night, the 29th, live.
Am I nominated?
Maybe.
Yes.
If you want to come in, though, Steve, you're welcome to come during the show. It's going to be a live show. RFFradio.com/live. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the live show next week when we do our reality TV nominations?
No, because you never listen to my nominations.
But you can come in and to the live show.
I end up trying to sway the chat room, and then you get mad at me.
We took a lot of your nominations last year, so shut up.
That's because I was bullying the chat rooms, but everybody until everybody agreed with me. Ah, don't tell me I just got up to get headphones that don't work.
Yeesh,
bummer.
Hold on.
I cannot believe you're wearing 2 sets of headphones, basically.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
One in one ear. No, the boy, I was at work and I was on the phone, and I always use I always listen to my phone, my iPhone, while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this. I had one ear had an earbud in it, and I was talking on the phone, like my actual work phone, and the other ear, and this was muted, and then all of a sudden, like, a call came in, and I'm like, why isn't it saying, like, put call on hold? And I was like, oh, wait a second, I have a phone ringing in my other ear. Like, I was so confused, because I never used landline.
Wow.
Ah, these ones are crap. Hold on.
Well, if you can tell me the minute and the second.
That's what I'm going to do, but I have to find it.
Jesus. Anyway, I want to remind everybody.
Yeah, you can get, there's two of you. You can keep talking.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody, Reality TV Award nominations, December 29th, 9 p.m. Eastern, rffradio.com/live. You'll pop in the chat room, and Trevor and I will take your nominations. You'll be able to sway the nominations for the year. So,
yeah, all you have to do is repeat it in caps over and over and over again.
And, yeah, there's that. And Steve's here tonight basically to promote 2 Cents Radio.
Yeah, I'm here to promote 2 Cents Radio.
And tell them what we're going to be doing this in the next couple of weeks.
We're doing some movie shows.
Yes, we are.
And a live show.
Yes.
Which we really didn't talk about much. Are we going to do it Monday?
We can.
All right, plan on Monday. We'll still try to decide a time.
Yeah, we'll tweet it.
You'll maybe find out like 5 minutes before we do it.
No, you'll find out longer than before that. And we'll probably do video again.
We could. And try to record it. People were upset we didn't record it.
I should just set up my camera at another... God, I don't know how to do that.
I bet you don't. I bet my dad does.
Oh, yeah. Green fabric.
Remember that? For his green screen? What was it? 30 yards?
Yeah, that made me laugh pretty
much.
My
God.
It was like 27 yards.
Oh.
I never did ask him about that. I have to.
Yeah, you need to see. We should set up a green screen session so that we can make some like podcast art.
Oh, no. We're being chased by giant pterodactyls.
Wow! Pecaw! This is 2 Cents Radio, people. This is what we do on 2 Cents Radio.
Yep.
Jamie's going to have to be a part of more 2 Cents Radio, I think.
And then we make you throw up.
No, because then I will have to get fat from eating all the lollipops.
I think Steve has nothing to say. He's back away from the microphone.
Well played.
Are you drunk yet, Steve?
Yes, I am hammered.
Oh, good. Are you listening to our other show?
Yes.
How can you listen to both of us in both ears? All four of us.
How does she know which one's talking
to
her?
Because one's talking about a dog cheating on somebody. What
were we talking about?
Whoa.
What minute and second are you talking at?
Dog cheating?
What are we talking about?
I believe it's Family Guy. Just based off of the little bit I heard.
Are you sure you're listening to Rob and Steve from 2 Cents Radio? Because I don't remember having that conversation.
Or did that guy that stole your reality show also steal our show?
Maybe he did, that cunt. What minute and second are you on, Jamie?
From our last episode?
Our last episode.
2 nights
ago?
Is this the last one?
Are you on episode 35?
Oh, wait, hang on. No, I'm not listening to the right one, because...
So how did football go for you, Steve? How was last Saturday's game?
I'm just trying to
confuse you. It was great. It was awesome.
Just trying to confuse
you. We lost again, like usual.
Well, you know, I was there cheering you on, so...
Yeah, it didn't help, obviously.
No, it didn't.
We got spanked.
But that lady was there cheering. I'm guessing she was there.
Block that kick! Block that kick! Come on, defense, go!
Oh, I've got that audio saved somewhere.
I know you do.
That was pretty awesome.
Cowboys, big D! Defense! Defense! Okay. Block that kick! Block that kick! Block that kick! Block that kick! Block that kick!
Jamie has no idea what show she's listening to anymore.
No.
No, I didn't just realize that I wasn't... I don't have the latest one downloaded anymore.
See, so you're listening to an old show.
I wish you weren't a liar.
No. I didn't finish the one before it, so that's the one I pulled on. I have to re-download the other one because I finished it and it's not synced to
my even on episode 34, I didn't ask Steve to be on.
No, it's episode 35, but hey, let me just download it.
You didn't. You said it's not downloaded.
No, because it's not synced. Because I already listened to the entire thing, and I don't waste my syncing on things I've already listened to.
She's listening to her iPod, not iTunes.
iPhone. She's got an iPhone.
Yes. Well, oh, yeah, I can't listen to my iTunes. I have to talk to you guys at the same time. Hold on.
Are you meeting us?
No.
No. Oh. What? You, so you why are you telling us to hold on?
Habit.
She calls the shot.
Wow. Why don't we just call this to RFF Radio with Jamie?
You forgot what show you were on.
I did. I thought I was on Two Cents Radio there for a second. You are talking to about...
Oh, you know what I kept saying in my car?
What?
Yesterday on the way, after I listened to you guys, I kept going, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? And I kept doing that. Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is...
Carmen Sandiego.
But in my other ear, you just said, oh, wow.
I swear, I just heard, like, a cop siren or something. Did you hear that? Okay. I don't know if it was your laugh or what.
I think my voice box was just strangling itself. Wow. That's funny. I heard that too. Yeah. I thought maybe it was like reverbing in my own head.
Shit, they're out to get me.
This is the fun we have on Two Cents Radio, though.
It really is.
Dead air, dead air, dead air.
There is a lot of dead air.
There is a lot of dead air on our show.
Because usually we're looking at porn.
Yeah. Well, you are. Okay. I'm actually trying to work over here.
I do show notes.
So, let's talk a little bit about our movies that we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to be doing what?
Orphan.
Yes.
Starring I don't know who. some little creepy girl who plays an orphan.
Some orphan.
Who's all psychic.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen that, but I know the twist.
I don't want to hear it.
See, Rob doesn't, so we can't tell him. But I know it.
We're going to be doing... When are we doing that show? I thought that was going to be tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're doing one of them tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I thought. Okay. I thought that was the plan.
I forgot that you had... We're going out tomorrow.
But that's later.
Okay.
Like I said, I figured we'd do a movie show, and then I'd go to the bars.
Okay. I gotcha.
But then the other movie is the classic, the instant classic, which is 100% medically accurate.
No, it's not.
The Human Centipede.
Now.
I bet you it is medically accurate.
How?
In some weird-ass way.
What are they saying? That it's medically accurate that if you sew somebody's mouth with somebody else's asshole, they better not poop?
The poop will go, keep
yeah,
going?
Yeah, that you'll die. I don't feel like they're reaching that high.
It's not that far of a stretch if you sew somebody's lips to their asshole, but... They're going to die.
It's not like they're, like, showing open-heart surgery, you know?
True. True. Now, we're going to be watching The Human Centipede. It's through Netflix Instant.
Yeah.
So, if you want... Now, I talk about... Here's our live read for the show, and Steve's going to be doing this for the next one. He hasn't learned about the product yet, so that's why I'm doing this one.
Oh.
I talk about a lot my Roku box, and I have two of them.
Roku.
I almost bought one yesterday.
You know what? You can buy them right now through Two Cents Radio.
For the $99 one for $79 with free shipping?
You can buy the $79 one for $79 with free shipping.
I want the $99 one for $79.
That's not going to happen. Now, honestly.
Well, on Amazon.
Yes, you can buy it through Amazon.
Okay.
No.
Wrong show.
TwoCentsRadio.com/Roku. And you spell that...
Wait.
R-O-K-U.
She's listening to something. She's listening to us.
R-O-K-U. TwoCentsRadio.com/R-O-K-U. You can buy your Roku boxes. I suggest the $79 one.
Because that's the one you have, isn't it?
No, I actually have the $99 one, but I don't see that much advantage to having... Shut up. I know what you're doing there, but I'm a very honest broadcaster.
No, you're not.
Okay, you're right. I don't see the advantage of having the $99 one versus the $79 one. I can't see that there's much difference other than there's a USB port and optical audio out ports on it.
Oh.
So, there. You've just learned about the product, and the live read will be for you to do next time.
Oh, man. I don't like to read. You know that.
But did I just read anything? Did I just read
anything? No, because you had memorized.
Exactly. So?
I don't read. Picture books. That's all I do.
She's listening to us right now.
I know. Let's try confuse her.
Yeah.
What did you say? I tuned you out.
She's really good at...
Wait. I believe I almost found it. Hold on.
A tuning one ear out. I can't tune one ear out.
No.
Can you see the thinking face?
Yes. Oh my gosh. We have to save the Santa Claus that I got for the 2 Cents Radio. The Santa Claus that I got from Ona.
Oh, yes we do.
That's for 2 Cents Radio.
Yes. It's hilarious.
Yes. Are you having fun, Steve?
I'm having an alright time.
We're good.
I feel like we're doing our show.
I know. But see, that's the point. We just...
But I feel bad for the people who are expecting to hear a lot about Survivor.
I know. And we're going to do that next week when Trevor's back. I just felt bad about talking about Survivor with Trevor not here.
That would be a dick move.
I know he's got a lot to talk about.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, good.
Let's hear it.
What's the minute and the second time, please?
1 hour, 8 minutes, and 13 seconds. You just said, I might need your help with RFF Radio.
Ooh.
On the 29th.
I may remember that.
Say what?
What is the hour mark?
108.
It's 10, basically the end of 109.
The end
of... Well, okay, it starts at like 108.
So if I start at 108, 28?
No, then you'll be past it. You're cheating.
So start at 108.
Here, yeah. Start it here.
Okay.
I could play it and you can listen to it. Mother plucker.
I can play it right from my computer and it'll sound better on the recording.
Here, wait. I'll tell you exactly. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly. Okay. 108.08. You start talking about RFF Radio.
Okay. I'm going to start it at 108.
Mother pluckers!
1 year old millionaire now. I think I remember him from the commercial. Yeah.
Yep.
He seemed a little out of it.
Yep. Be talking about that on RFF Radio.
And I won't listen.
I might need your help for RFF Radio on the 29th.
Say what?
It's a Wednesday. Oh, I can explain this.
Oh, that
Wednesday the 29th.
Wednesday night?
Yeah.
That could work then.
Okay.
Because those basketball games are in the afternoon.
Oh. Yeah, I need to be home that night. It's a big night. Okay,
that's right.
I can explain
yourself.
You can explain. You had some explaining to do, Lucy.
Okay.
Right and you're wrong. And neener, neener, neener.
Here's my explanation. Here's my explanation for that. Steve wasn't going to be on air talent that night.
Oh, whatever.
I'm out of here.
He has removed his headphones.
You don't ask me to fill in. You
good
ask.
Good job. Steve Jesus Christ, would you do
bird,
your headphones?
Baby bird.
I'm going to shove them up your ass.
No, he was not going to be on air talent that night.
Sure.
No, shut up and listen to me.
Because Steve is really known
for... You know what? Just shut her off for 2 seconds.
Am I known for something? She was about to say a compliment.
You know what? I have her muted right now because she's not listening to me. So she is not on the air and she's laughing her ass off right now because I can see her. And I know she's talking, but you know what? We can't hear her. So here's a few minutes of silence for everyone. Now, here's my explanation. Steve was not going to be on the air that night. He was going to be typing up the nominations as we did the nominations.
Ass.
I know. Now Jamie's back. Isn't that awesome that I have the power to mute you?
I was saying, what, because Steve's known for his technical skills, what are you going to ask him to do, take notes?
Basically, yes. I was going to ask him to take notes.
Steve and I are good at the same thing, sitting here looking pretty and being funny.
Well, 0 out of 2 ain't bad for Steve.
You're so damn funny, Rob.
I know it. I know it.
Ass.
Yep.
You weren't very clear in your little recording there.
No, because I didn't want to reveal to him what he was going to be doing, because he would have said
this?
No.
You know what this is?
What is it?
World's tiniest violin.
Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
I'm very familiar with that.
It's the middle finger.
I found candy while I was looking for some earbuds that worked.
Ooh, candy. I have brownies here. Steve's been eating brownies.
Salvia yeah. brownies?
She does listen to our show quite close.
No, they're actually cocaine and sparkle brownies.
Actually, that would be powdered sugar.
Nah, it's cocaine.
Okay, it's cocaine.
Don't be fooling anyone.
Man, that would have cost me a mint to have that much cocaine put on on those brownies.
You just got a raise.
True.
You can't afford it.
What else we have to talk about besides reality TV? It's fun to have a reality TV podcast and not talk and try to avoid the subject of reality TV.
I watch Swamp People. Does that count as reality
TV? Yes, it does actually watch. It counts.
I started watching that Gold Rush show.
Oh, what's that like?
I only watched one and it was kind of boring.
All right.
isn't that like, you know, is that the new one that takes place in Alaska or something?
Yeah, because apparently America is obsessed with Alaska. Yes.
Yeah, Sarah Palin.
You got Sarah Palin. Have you ever seen the show Axemen? A majority of that takes place in Alaska, or at least there's a crew in there.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the Deadliest Catch guys, even though I'm afraid of fish.
Deadliest Catch.
That show bores me. To me, it seems like every episode's the same.
It really does. Every episode is kind of similar.
But so is Swamp People. Yeah. But
so is Hoarders. It's just people with crap.
True. You're right. But it's different crap all the time. And it's different people.
I heard that Tiffany made a Hoarders gingerbread house.
That's a good idea.
That made me think of you.
I love Hoarders.
Wonder if I can find it. Hoarders. Ginger. Oh, and then I heard that there was somebody who made a gingerbread house made out of,
poop?
No, out of meat.
Out of meat?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. You should Google gingerbread house hoarders. It's funny. All right.
Is it a video or a picture?
It's a picture here. I can send you the link. Maybe. How does that work?
Here. I don't know.
Hold on, let me find your face.
Let me find your face. Let me find your pants, maybe.
Good luck.
Here.
That is an awesome wall. That's some sweet wood paneling you have going in your house.
She's looking at the wood paneling in the room now. Look at that corner.
Soundproofing.
The soundproofing.
Are those the crates? Dude, do you realize how cheap it is to buy soundproofing?
I'm not even buying it. I'm taking it from the school.
Just pretty soon you're going to be gluing cotton balls.
Well, I got to fill
in the
cracks.
I never even thought of that.
Got to fill in the cracks somehow.
You're going to become a hoarder just so you can have the soundproofing of crap.
No, I want to be a hoarder so that Dr. Robin Zazio and Matt Paxton can come see me.
What other... Oh, I was going to look up the meat gingerbread house.
Meat spin?
Meat gingerbread house? That doesn't sound
pudding farts?
I don't believe it's actually...
Cake farts?
A gingerbread? It's not cake farts, although that's awesome.
Has she seen Fast Forward Blowjobs?
Have you seen Fast Forward Blowjobs?
No.
Wow.
Do it.
We're getting
Let me Google that.
I think it's just fastforwardblowjobs.com.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty easy.
Pretty wow. simple.
But then I don't have to turn on private browsing.
I didn't even have to watch it.
No, it translates well to radio, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Okay, that was awesome.
Oh, we might have an explicit rating for our show tonight.
I almost choked on my hot tamale.
Oh.
I'm gonna pee my non-pants.
You're gonna pee your couch.
I'm gonna pee my granny panties.
Yes, that definitely inappropriate bell right there.
Oh, that got the inappropriate bell, but the fast forward blowjobs did not.
Oh, here's the meat gingerbread house. That just looks terrible.
No, I don't want any part of eating that.
It's a meat house.
Although I am hungry for steak now.
I know. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
For some ribs. Some Carolina ribs.
I'm hungry for a blowjob, but not from Steve.
Wait. You gotta think about what you just said.
I'm hungry to receive a blowjob. Thank you.
Too late now.
I think that's my cue to exit.
Thank God I have control of editing.
You're not gonna edit.
No, you're right.
That's radio gold.
I don't know that you should put this out on her if some very unsuspecting Survivor fan is going to get this crap.
Oh, that's all right.
You should put a disclaimer at the front that says, we talk about Survivor for approximately 16 seconds.
The rest is just...
It's another edition of Rob and Steve's Cock Talk.
Cock Talk with Rob and Steve, taking your calls.
Hey!
I think now is a good time for you to admit that you stole the Facebook updates for me, too.
What?
The Facebook updates that you guys do.
Yeah.
You should just go ahead and admit that you stole those from me.
In all fairness, I believe I was the one that came up with the idea on this show. On this show. Whoa. Time out.
No, on 2 Cents Radio, when I stepped in, and you probably didn't listen because you were still looking for your lollipop, I kept reading my... Slightly Retarded Cousins updates,
that's right.
And that's where it came from. And I never get credit for anything except for stealing the lollipop.
But Steve did come up with that idea on his own.
Yeah, because I didn't actually, like, listen to your shows.
Well, that's because you are too scared.
Yes.
This is where the deep-seated hatred continues between these two.
It is boiling up to the surface. The only reason I thought to say that is because I had to refriend her because she unfriended me, and I was like,
what?
Oh, but
your cousin unfriended you?
Well, she's not really my cousin. Remember, we discussed that. It's not blood.
Oh, that's right.
So,
see, I don't
but she, I went to go look and
listen.
See, like, some stupid shit that she had said.
Do you need another drink, Steve?
Maybe.
Well, why don't you go make another one?
No.
Sorry.
We could be on that much longer.
We might be.
We're going.
We're having fun.
Shit.
Anyway, sorry, Jane.
Oh, that's okay. I was not offended.
Good.
So I had to go, went to look and see what some of her Facebook statuses were, and then I was like, hey, she unfriended me. There's no way she heard.
Maybe.
Whoops.
Whoopsie-daisy.
But she immediately accepted my friend request so that I could mock her some more.
Well, good. Does she have any good ones tonight?
I'm looking. As I'm looking for a bad one, I find one that says, people can just be horribly mean. I don't understand and why, though. As I friend you, just so I can make fun of you.
Oh.
Whoops.
Gosh. When are you coming out to Nebraska, Jamie?
Has hell frozen over yet?
Yes, it has. It's pretty cold here.
Oh, I know, because I stalk you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So she has, Jamie has on her iPhone, added my hometown to her weather. So she knows how cold it is here and what the weather's doing.
It's 22 degrees there right now.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
mine says 23. Look at my background.
It's 50 here.
Stupid.
I have a new live wallpaper on my phone. It's Hold Christmas on. Life.
I'm getting you back up. I'm sort of gay.
What's wrong with that?
It's a little H-O-M-O.
Wow, Steve had no reply to that. I'm not even sure he heard you.
I thought I heard an H-M-O or something.
H-M-O?
No, you are so smart. S-M-R-T. I said H-O-M-O.
Oh.
He's drunk. He has no
Almost
idea.
Almost can't spell. Oop, you might want to ring that bell. That was not okay. I also had some wine tonight, and I don't drink.
I think this whole show needs the inappropriate bell.
This is a very inappropriate episode.
Yeah.
The Christmas special.
I like it.
Under a show in iTunes, it's kind of supposed to be rated PG.
This is like, you should actually just go ahead and release this under 2 cents as the Christmas special.
Yeah, I almost really should.
Do it on both.
Yeah, but so many people are subscribed to both shows.
Yeah, I just feel like there's got to be some poor, unsuspecting little old lady who's going to think that you're going to talk about Judd and get fast-forward blowjobs.
That's all right.
That's why you write it in the comments show notes. Like, this is not about Survivor.
This is not about anything that your ears should be subjected to.
So I'm reading around the internets what people have to say about RFF Radio.
And they hate it.
Well, this one lady had downloaded our show. Her and her son, they had each downloaded the show onto their iPods. And she went out to walk the dog and listen to our show. And she said that she had to race back home to delete the inappropriate show off of her son's iPod. Because apparently Trevor and I were too fucking racy.
Wait, you guys are not racy.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are not racy. Ooh.
Yeah, that she had to delete such an inappropriate show from her son's iPod. She just had to race home with the dog.
And she emailed this to you?
No, she was just writing about it on a message board around the internet. It was just something I had stumbled on.
Oh. Because I was going to say, like, she listened through the whole thing, though, to get your email address?
No, she didn't. This was just discussion. They were discussing all the reality TV shows that are available out there and how terrible mine was and how awesome everyone else's is, apparently.
Like Joanne and Stacey?
Yes, like Joanne and Stacey and Rob. The other Rob.
That's right.
That's some bitch.
What was that, Jamie?
Like Rob show.
Go suck a dick.
I think it's time to hang up.
I think it has a different dynamic. It's a girl and a guy. And they're kind of funny together.
So what, they fuck?
They're married.
No, you don't have to fuck, Tim. Well, they probably do fuck, actually.
They're married, Jamie.
So they used to fuck.
Yes. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That's hot. I like their show. I don't think that you have to pick just one.
Well, good.
I've picked two.
He stole everything from us, though.
I don't think he's ever listened to you guys.
I'm sure he does. On a regular basis.
No, because I talked to him and he had said that he didn't listen to any of the other shows. He was just starting to get, like, familiar with it.
Right.
Well, you know, that was back when we were doing the last show.
No.
You need to talk into the microphone.
Then I will yell.
Steve's drunk and he don't know how to podcast anymore.
I'm not effing drunk.
He's drunk because he starts to censor himself when he's drunk. Because he's afraid that he's like...
Well, now we're talking about inappropriateness and everything, so...
Oh my god. This whole show has been a fucking fast-forward blowjobs. I think that's just the title of the show. Fast-forward blowjobs.
But it's not like we're showing it. All you're doing is hearing it.
Right.
It sounds just like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
This review said that they listened to you guys for less than 2 minutes before you guys started using the the four-letter words, and that was the end of it.
Yep. Yep.
Our show or your show?
RFF Radio.
RFF.
Oh. I still have our hate mail from that, from, like, after our first show. Or
oh,
whatever.
Really?
The guy who claimed we said homo, like, 40 times in the first 2 minutes or something. I don't recall
that. He's not going to like this one.
That was Jamie from Girls Night in Radio.
Oh, I'm so going to be in trouble.
Yeah, don't listen to that show.
No, that show is...
I got called out on that show with a bad review for saying... Because I sound like a baby.
You do.
When I talk.
But, you know, I was the one...
Not I baby talk. I sound like a baby. So I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll just do the Carmen San Diego voice all the time.
Where in the world is
Carmen San Diego.
See, this is all the fun that you guys are missing on Two Cents Radio.
Yeah.
I talk like a baby.
You don't talk like a baby, but...
No, I sound like baby. That's
yeah, there you go. I was the one that listened to Girls Night In Radio and said that all you ladies had the sexiest voices I had ever heard.
Yeah, apparently you weren't talking about the baby because that's...
Yeah, that makes you a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
I believe that you were actually talking about Voldemort, or She Who Must Not Be Named.
Oh, yeah, there's been some controversy over at G&I.
Yeah, we used to have another co-host, but she's a bitch and we don't talk about her anymore.
Oh.
So she is, we call her She Who Must Not Be Named.
The unmentionable.
Did you ever watch any more of the Harry Potter, or are you still on the first one?
I just got done with the first one, and the next one's coming in Netflix.
I like those movies.
Thanks for the input. It's so unique from everyone else's input that I've gotten.
That wasn't attempting to give you a deep meaning when I flippantly said, I like those movies.
You also like Star Wars, so.
I love Star Wars. That's a whole nother Oprah. No. I used to watch Star Wars every day.
I know. The Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I am a dork.
Nothing wrong
Although,
with that.
I'm a former dork. Although I was playing Scrabble earlier, and I I suggested as a word Hoth, like the ice planet Hoth.
Oh, I thought you were talking about David Hasselhoff.
The Hoth.
Hoth.
Do you have crickets? Do I hear crickets?
I don't know what that is. It's something in my kitchen, but it's been there for 2 years.
Okay, just be quiet for 2 seconds while we listen.
Okay, hold on. I have to stop laughing. It says, doesn't it sound like a cricket?
It does. What is that?
I don't know, but if it's a cricket, it's the oldest cricket. But I feel better because nobody's ever mentioned it before. So I was always like, well, maybe it's just me.
I need to not track that noise down.
It's somewhere up there, but higher than I can reach.
Wow.
It's in my kitchen.
That is annoying.
Well, now that you pointed it out, I had tuned it out. And told It's not as bad as, like, here, let me see if, let's go in my bedroom and we'll see if you can hear this.
Ooh, she's taking us into the bedroom.
Where the magic happens.
Without pants on.
Hey-o!
Okay, let's see if you can hear this. This is it's the new thing.
It's the RFF radio secret sound. Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It's across the street. It's been going on for 2 weeks. Did you hear it then?
Yeah.
Beep. Sounds like somebody's backing up.
Yeah. It's alien transmissions.
Yeah, it's annoying. And we'll go
there's the cricket. There's the cricket. How the fuck do you live where you live?
Oh, but look.
Shit.
Oh. If I, like, move just right, it stops. I don't think it's a cricket.
It's not a cricket.
If it's been going on for 2 years.
That cricket weighs 400 pounds.
It's a very happy cricket. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Looks like Blair Witch Project in your house right now. Look at...
I'm so scared.
Look, the cricket shut up.
Yeah, I did shut up.
You told it what's up.
Apparently it was scared of the Blair Witch, too.
I like how my Google, it says, Jamie is busy. You may be interrupting. No kidding.
Sorry to interrupt.
I believe it also says I'm going nai-nai.
It does. Nai-nai, yeah. Going nai-nai. N-I-G-H.
I've been going nai-nai as long as that cricket has been chirping.
Yeah, how do you sleep? Do you sleep with a fan on?
Mm-hmm.
Like a box fan on high?
Not a box fan.
That's how I sleep.
It's a spin fan, but...
I sleep with two box fans.
A circular fan.
Aren't they all circular? Okay. Whoa, stop.
I thought all fans spun.
They're not all circular, but the spin fan part that you didn't catch was probably
the spin.
A little late.
Don't they all spin?
A spin fan.
That's what causes a fan to be a fan.
No, I want one of those cool Dyson fans,
yes,
that are bladeless.
I was just going to bring that up.
But they're $300.
It has no blade. There are no blades. It's just like a circle. And air passes through it.
Oh, like the Dyson ball vacuums.
Yep.
They're making fans?
Yeah, they make fans now.
Jeez. They suck and blow.
It's like a space ball.
Haven't you seen that movie, Spaceballs?
Yes. I love Spaceballs.
I haven't. It looked retarded when I started
You've never watching. Seen Spaceballs?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's great.
You should watch Spaceballs before you watch Harry Potter.
No. Better. I gotta see Harry Potter.
No, Spaceballs is better.
So, how do you live in that house with that noise?
I tuned it out until you brought it up again.
I would burn that house down. I would just start it ablaze.
You know, honestly, I can tune it out. Like I said, I tuned you guys out of this year while I was listening to this year.
True. So.
The sound across the street is worse.
Yeah. I don't know how you live in L.A. Come to Nebraska.
It's quiet as
it's
shit.
It's 22 degrees there.
So?
It's quiet.
The earth isn't going to open up here and suck us in like it will in L.A.
No, the sky is going to open up and suck you up.
Tornadoes. She's afraid of tornadoes and fish.
I'm not afraid of tornadoes. I'm afraid of tornado sirens.
Well, that's totally logical.
I don't like the noise. It's like...
I don't like your squeaking noise.
I was listening to a podcast one time, and they had a tornado siren go off in the background. And that is where my fear of tornadoes, which is totally irrational because
wow.
L.A.
You have earthquakes.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah, but earthquakes don't give you a siren that, like, gives you, like, the oh shit, I'm gonna crap myself moment. It just shakes.
No, you only get that when your house caves in.
No, although I was, like, they bring this up at work all the time, that we had a pretty big earthquake, and I was in the bathroom.
And the power went out.
Yeah. No, that was a
different
time. So you
pooped yourself.
No, that's where you have to make a decision. Do you finish peeing and wipe, or do you just get the hell out of there? I went with the former. I figured I didn't want to die mid-pee.
That has to hurt. I mean, it hurts bad enough when you have to stop peeing halfway through your pee.
Yeah, you try stopping peeing when you're scared.
Well, I'm pee shy, so I have no problem. I just...
Are you really pee shy?
I am pee shy.
I'm not pee shy.
Yeah, but you don't...
I'm fart shy.
You don't... Well, I am that too. You don't have to stand there, hold your dick, and pee with another guy standing right next to you.
While he's looking at you.
Yeah, and this happens with Steve all the time.
Hey.
Do you have a particularly pretty penis?
I do.
I meant Steve, if everybody's looking.
As a matter of fact.
Wow.
I am Beau Henry, porn star.
That's right. Oh, we have a radio announcer around here that has a hilarious porn star name. Adam St. John.
We have a weatherman named Dallas Rains.
That's a fake name.
No, it's his real name, Dallas Rains.
Where have I seen that before?
Channel 7 in L.A.
No, I've seen that on a show. It's got to be a fake name.
No, it's not. Look,
I think it was on Tosh.
Was it on Tosh?
Because he gave that one weatherman or web redemption or whatever. And he brought up, like, Dallas Rains.
Well, he's a real weatherman in L.A.
He is.
Fake name.
He's a very tan weatherman.
I'm not saying he's not a real person. I'm saying it's not a real name.
Yeah, Jamie seems to be able to, like, deflect the argument really well.
It's a bold move.
He's tan. Let's see. Dallas Rains, real name. We'll see that. Real. Oh, it even pops up under suggestions.
I don't believe it.
Nope. Let's see.
Are you typing show notes, Steve?
Oh, no! Ass. Oh, dead air. Survivor!
Survivor.
I love Survivor.
Oh, my God. We are so... I'm really kind of conflicted as to what to do with this show.
I say you almost put it on both. That way, our 2 cents listeners will get a little something-something extra, and then our radio people will be like, hey, this is pretty good. I'm going to listen to 2 cents, because that's the whole reason I'm on here, is to promote 2 cents radio.
Yeah, but they're going to go over to 2 cents radio and go, ah, shit, they played this on RFF radio already.
So what? They can get old episodes.
It is his real name.
Prove it.
All I hear is that squeaking in the background. There's no such thing as dead ass.
Are you chewing on something? Or
me?
Yes.
I told you a long time ago I found candy.
That must have been when I zoned out.
It's that lollipop.
I do remember you saying you were going to choke on a hot tamale.
Yes, I've been eating. It's a very large box of hot tamales.
Well, again, I want to promote December 29th, the Reality TV Award nominations.
See, because of that, you have to put on RFF. Right?
I know. I have to. The thing is, I'm contractually obligated to release a show on RFF radio tonight. Well, now it's actually Thursday here.
Contractually obligated?
Yes.
To?
Put a show out tonight.
Who obligate you? Who are you obligated to?
My employer, Farpoint Media.
Mm.
Farpoint Media, Carmen Sandiego.
She's referring to Carmen Sandiego from 2 Cents Radio, which we have no contractual obligations to whatsoever.
But we've done a really good job promoting,
yeah,
which I am no part of.
Well, I think you're going to become more a part of it. When Steve's
we
home,
also have a weatherman named Johnny Mountain.
I don't believe it either. Now, Ernie Anastas, that's a name.
Keep fucking that chicken.
I'm still looking for proof. Everything says it is, but I'm not entirely sure if, like, a birth certificate. Like, what am I looking for proof?
Do you want to find a copy of his birth certificate?
You can find everything on the internet.
Look, Random Thoughts and Life's our friend Dallas Raines, in parentheses, his real name.
No, it's not.
Does that work?
I don't believe it.
Well, should we wrap this show up?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired.
I'm getting kind of tired here, too. It's 13 after 12.
It's 14 after 10.
No, it's not.
Dang, West.
Don't you know we're 2 hours and 1 minute difference?
My cell phone does say 12:14.
My computer says 12:14.
My computer says 12:13. Both of them.
Well, they're...
My Cricket says that it's 10:14.
Your Cricket says it's time for the show to get over. So
it has been a long time.
Yeah. Jamie, how can people get a hold of you?
They can't.
Cool. Everyone can go fuck themselves.
Girls Night In Radio. girlsnightinradio.com.
Alright.
Maybe.
Do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, Jamers327, but I'm private, so you have to request me and I have to approve you, and sometimes I get around to that and sometimes I don't.
All right. Steve.
I'm checking that website.
How can people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at steve@2centsradio.com or follow me on Twitter @2centssteve or check me out on Facebook @steve2cents.
There you go. Catch me, Rob, at rffradio.com, twitter.com/robrff, facebook.com/robrff. Check out our reality TV award nominations next Wednesday night, the 29th, 9 p.m. Eastern. RFFradio.com/live to check that out. Join us in the chat room and you can nominate people. And I'm also on 2 Cents Radio.
Boom.
Me and Steve. Jamie's going to become, I think, more of part of this, except we can't do 12:15 on the nights that we record. It's too late for me.
Oh, in the future, yes.
Because yes. I have to work. But guess what? I'm on Christmas break for the next 12 days, so...
Yay!
I am not watching Human Centipede, so you're on your own.
You're watching The Human Centipede already?
I said I'm not watching Human Centipede. Oh. So
I think she wants to watch.
Yeah, you're going to watch Human Centipede after... If I can watch it, anyone can watch it.
Well, we're going to find out if you can watch it.
Well, we're going to be watching it on 2 Cents Radio.
I know.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to
do. I'm going to listen to you guys watch it is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, see, there's going to be a lot of...
I'm send you text messages that you'll never, ever...
Understand.
...relay to Steve.
You know what? I'm just going to give you Steve's number, and then you can text him.
I'm sure he will love that.
Yeah, do it right here on the air.
You can get Steve
at
4...
He sent me his address, too, so I can send him a lolly.
Oh, yeah, I can give you that. All right. Sorry that there was no reality talk tonight.
Bummer.
And everyone who hates it can go screw.
They can go check out Joanna and Stacey.
No, they can't because they suck just as bad. No, I'm sure Joanna and Stacey are nice people.
She's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady. I'll give Joanna and Stacey some props.
Awkward.
But not, but not so many props that they stop listening to RFF Radio. If we lost even one listener tonight, I'm not going to be surprised.
Maybe we should remind them. This isn't going to happen every
No. It's not.
This is not typical.
No.
Is Trevor going to listen to this and come beat us up?
No. He will not. I'm not even sure he realizes... He's ever on RFF Radio. I think he just talks to me, and coincidentally enough, I record it and put it on the internet. It's just the way it is. No, I love Trevor. He's on vacation. This is not a typical RFF Radio. We just had fun tonight.
But it could be.
It could be. Wow, she has some of the weirdest noises coming from
her. Vibrator?
My computer battery is about to die. I had to plug in.
Lightsaber.
It's her lightsaber. All right, guys.
My vibrating lightsaber.
Thank you.
Did the music just cut off?
The music cut off. We ran out
of
time.
That means we gotta go.
Yes. Have a great week, everybody. Catch you back here for the Reality TV Awards.
Merry Bye. Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, Jamie.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Fabio and Sash. It's Rob from RFF Radio. I want to start. Congratulations, Fabio, for winning last night's show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that a lot.
Well, I want to start coming out of that final tribal council. Were you pretty confident that you had won?
Yeah, coming out of that last tribal council and what questions were asked and the overall mood, I really felt like I won. And I thought it might have been by two votes. I thought it might have been 6-3. So when it came out 4-4, I saw those chase votes, and I immediately was like, dude, you know what? I could be completely wrong. And people could, I don't know, I had a panic moment. I looked right at Benry, and I was like, wait a minute. It was scary last night. I was nervous for a minute.
So what do you have to say about when Sash made the comment about you being in the dark a lot over the votes? Is that a fair thing for Sash to say?
There was one thing that I usually, it would appear that I was left in the dark because I was on the wrong side of the vote a lot of times, but I always knew that my name wasn't being tossed around necessarily, so I usually felt safe. And my name actually didn't come up until it was Benry, and it was what I'm talking about coming through by Chase and Sash keeping me around instead of him.
Okay, well, this question's for Sash. Now, Sash, were you kind of surprised that you didn't have any votes last night? It seemed like you put it all on the line, kind of like Todd did back in China. I mean, were you kind of surprised that you didn't receive any votes?
Yeah, it was extremely surprising to me as well. You know, I played hard from start to finish. And, you know, it's funny that you bring up Todd because, you know, I really wanted to play this game as close as I could with Todd and Earl. Those are the two guys who I really respect as game players and winners of previous Survivor seasons. And I remember watching Todd's Final Tribal Council countless. I thought I watched his Final Tribal Council in China at least a half dozen times before I went out to Nicaragua. And, I really thought that other people on the jury would have respected the game enough to, you know, see the strategic moves that I made throughout the course of the game. So I was disappointed by, you know, a few jury members. But look, you know, I'm a super fan. I've been watching this show for the last 10 years, 20 seasons, and no one's ever played the way Fabio has. You know, I thought I knew all the tricks, all the different strategies, but he came out with something I've never seen before. So I have to tip my hat to him because he really played a great game.
Then my last question is kind of for Fabio. Did you have a game plan going in to this whole thing, or were you just going to wing it as it came at you?
I did have a game plan going in. You know, like Sash said, chance is a big part of it, and I believe so is improvisation. Looking at who you're around, getting a genuine sense for them, and kind of adapting to your environment. But yeah, I also, of course, I know I'm goofy, and I also, you know, I had just turned 21, so yeah, I feel like people underestimate it simply from an age thing too. You know, Marty doesn't expect to get outwitted by, you know, a 21-year-old, or probably Brenda didn't either, or Sash or whoever. You know, they probably just looked at me like a little kid. And yeah, eye contact is a big part of it. You know, it doesn't have to be conversations about the game. You know, you can be in a social situation with people from different alliances and just observe something and kind of take mental note and maybe exploit that or use it against them later in a conversation. And also, you know, you have to be picky about where and when you talk to people. I wasn't necessarily politicking the whole time, but I was still getting information. Like Chase, I tell everybody, Chase came up one time and told me everything he knew. He was always asking me, is my name being brought up? Is this and that? He was always, like, panicked. I would just reassure him, nah, it's all cool, don't worry. being grounded and centered and, you know, knowing what I was doing. Knowing the effect that I'm having on people, whether it's good or bad, I guess. Some people aren't even aware of how they affect people.
All right. Well, congratulations to both of you, and thanks for sitting down with me today.